At her door, he took a package from his pocket. It was a small rectangular box wrapped in silver paper with a tiny white bow. "Ryan has something to give you when you get back. I'd rather give this to you now. Happy birthday, Tessa." Her fingers trembled as she unwrapped the box. She did it slowly, stalling, prolonging the moment. She'd received few gifts in her life. Leslie had always remembered her birthday, but this gift she'd remember forever. "Are you sure Ryan was all right with you coming to New York?"
"He was fine with it. He wanted me to come to make sure you came back to Jenkins."
An alarm went off inside Tessa. Was Ryan afraid she'd leave him as Leslie had? She was becoming more and more sure she didn't want to leave. Max took the paper from her fingers and stuffed it into his pocket. She stared at the box, almost afraid to lift the lid.
"Open it," he urged gently.
Nestled on the soft bed of cotton, she found a sparkling gold chain. Her hand shook as she gently slid her finger under it, bringing it from the box. "Oh, Max, it's beautiful."
"I noticed the one holding your ring looked worn. The sales clerk said this would be strong enough to hold the ring. Plus, it's something called diamond cut, so you can wear it alone."
Tessa's eyes misted over at Max's thoughtfulness. To do something like this, didn't that prove he cared? "Will you put it on for me?" He smiled, a slow, lazy smile that made her pulse leap.
"Isn't it a little late? In a few minutes, you'll be getting undressed."
That thought created pictures that made her shake because she thought of him undressed, waiting in bed for her. Holding the chain out to him, she turned around, not able to find a suitable reply. She wanted to feel the gold next to her skin. She wanted to see it gleam. She never wanted to take it off. Max clasped it, then lifted her hair to let the necklace slide properly in place. The pads of his thumbs along her nape under her coat collar, his tall presence behind her, his caring, caused her breath to come in short puffs. Gently he turned her around. Gazing into her eyes, he said,
"Beautiful."
She leaned closer to him, wanting an intimacy that scared her to death because she'd never wanted it before, not like this. As he bent to her, their lips touched and clung. The kiss was so tender that a longing and yearning and aching greater than Tessa had ever known swept through her. Breathless from the impact, she parted her lips. Max caressed the small of her back, bringing her slightly closer. Everything about Max excited her, intensified the desires that had lain dormant for so long. He was stability and comfort and safety, but passion and adventure too. And she loved him, irrevocably. Max gauged his response, called on his self-discipline and restraint as his tongue glided against hers. He'd known her kiss would arouse him easily, just as dancing close to her had. But tonight, he'd wanted to steal whatever he could get without going too far. Now he was at his limit. Why couldn't Tessa want the same thing from life he did? Why couldn't she be more like Leslie? No, then she wouldn't be Tessa. He slowly ended the kiss, wishing, hoping, dreaming. But when he opened his eyes, he had to face reality. Tessa standing at a hotel room door. Tessa's life. Her cheeks were rosy, her mouth shiny from his kiss. Clearing her throat, she reverently touched the necklace. "Would you like to come in?" she quickly added. "We could make coffee or call room service or something." If he stepped into that room, they'd both regret it in the morning.
"It's late. I'd better not."
Her fingers hadn't left the chain. "Thank you, Max." All the sensations rushing through him were bittersweet, both enjoyable and painful.
"You're welcome. Do you have your key card?"
Taking it from her purse, she slid the card into the lock. The green light flickered, and she opened the door. "Good night, Max."
"Good night, birthday girl. Sleep well."
Her shy smile, her just-kissed expression, the longing in her eyes, almost led him to throw caution and reality to the wind by hauling her into his arms again and carrying her to the bed. But his conscience and his discipline took him a step back. Tessa went inside and let the door close behind her.